At With Grace and Gold, we believe when we're creating a brand and web design for a small business, we're really creating a visual foundation for a small business to grow from, a visual foundation to build upon following the conclusion of our design process. When you think of your own brand and web design, chances are you know having a polished brand and web design is one thing, but successfully using your brand and web design is another. Today, we're kicking off the start of a new series, Beyond Your Brand, and exploring the ways you can use your brand and web design successfully in order to grow your small business. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to episode 60 of the Brand It, Build It podcast. Having a polished brand and web design is one thing, but successfully carrying your brand through every area of your business and effectively using your new web design to grow your business is another. Whether you've spent countless hours creating your own brand and web design, or whether you've hired someone to create your brand and web design, your brand and web design have been an investment, and it's likely they're an investment you'd like to make the most of. So in our Beyond Your Brand series, we're going to share how to use the foundation of your polished brand and web design effectively so you can rest easy knowing your brand and web design are truly working on behalf of your small business, helping to move your small business forward. Today's episode is all about consistency and the ways you can consistently carry your brand through the facets of your small business. Step 1. If you've designed your own brand, create a brand manual, a document that explores the color palette, font styles, and standards of your brand. And if you've hired a designer to create your brand, be sure to keep your brand manual close by. Beyond sharing the details of your brand manual shares how your brand's color palette, font styles like headings, subheadings, and paragraphs should be used. That way, no matter where your brand is being used throughout your website, your business systems, or social media, it remains consistent from one platform to another. Business resources like Canva and Flowdesk actually allow you to program in your brand's color palette so you can ensure there's consistency with regards to every design or every email newsletter you create. Consistency helps to build brand recognition, which is extremely helpful for strengthening and building upon the foundation of your visual brand. Step 2, carry your brand throughout all of your third-party apps and business resources. As previously mentioned, resources like Canva and Flowdesk allow you to program in your brand's color palette. You might use HoneyBook, Dubsado, or 17 Hats for client management. You might use Flowdesk, ConvertKit, or MailChimp for newsletters. Comb through every resource you use on behalf of your small business and ensure your brand is being used consistently, in alignment with all the details from your brand manual. Not only will consistency help with brand recognition, but it will also help your prospective clients and customers and your current clients and customers to experience the same seamlessness and credibility of your business one touch point at a time. And lastly, step 3. Beyond the visual aspects of your brand, be mindful of the way you speak about or write on behalf of your small business. What type of language do you use to describe your services? What type of tone or voice do you use on social media or in your marketing? Though every small business is unique and develops a unique and purposeful strategy, we often speak and write about our products and services similarly across all platforms. That way, whether a prospective client or customer comes upon our business first using social media, they'll receive the same voice, personality, and experience when they navigate to our website. And conversely, if a prospective client or customer comes upon our business first using our website, they'll receive the same voice, personality, and experience when they follow along on social media. According to Forbes, consistent brand presentation across all platforms can increase revenue by up to 23%. So why not explore the ways you can create consistency when using your brand design? If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.